Are you excited? Always come to the house of the Lord excited to praise Him and worship Him. Amen. So let us rise to our feet to sing a song and pray, and then we shall continue. I love Him, I love Him, because He first loved me, and purchased my salvation. Sing one more time. Sounds so good. I love Him. I love Him. Because He first loved me. Boy, would you mind praying to open the service for? Is that one? Yeah, I gave it to him, but it's not. Is it on? Hello? This one.
Shall we pray? Eternal God, we are thankful to you.
Amen.
For bringing us in again.
Amen.
Lord, you know you are weak and fragile.
Amen.
But thou art strong.
Amen.
So, Lord, we look to you as our absolute.
Amen.
In all things, Father.
Amen.
We are weak.
Amen.
Condescend on us, Lord. Remove our weaknesses and give us strength.
Amen.
Give us courage.
Amen.
Give us wisdom.
Amen.
To hold on to thy word.
Amen.
And to live thy word.
Amen.
Lord, and to prove to the world Amen. That you have children.
Amen.
Father, help us.
Amen.
Lord, it's time.
Amen.
To come to you, Lord, in this rapture. We are therefore praying. Empty us of self, yes. Lord, and fill us with thy word.
Amen.
That, Father, nothing can hinder us.
Amen.
But, Lord, that anything that we do,
Amen.
We shall do to glorify thy
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Father, I'm praying.
Amen.
Touch our brother who is going to lead us to give us the Sunday school lesson.
Amen.
I pray for brethren coming, Lord.
Amen.
Byways and highways, Amen. Protect them, Lord,
Amen.
And lead them safely here.
Amen. Amen.
My Lord and my God,
Amen.
I commit everything into thy hand. Let Amen. Your word stick into Amen. Our hearts, Lord,
Amen.
So that, Father, we shall not depart Amen. From your
Amen.
Word,
Amen.
That we shall grow from grace to grace
Amen.
And raise the height
Amen.
That is accepted of us.
Amen.
Father, help us. Through Jesus Christ's name,
Amen.
Thy Son. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right, good morning, everyone. How are you doing? Are you happy to be here this morning?
Yes.
And let us remember the brethren in Florida, the Hurricane Irma, and, you know, let's pray for them. And I know that the hurricane has taken a turn. It's going on the West Coast. and it may be the eye, maybe going through us, Naples, Fort Myers, Sarasota, and all that. And Sarasota is where that brother Danny Stimmen is. So let's pray for the brethren, you know, that God help them, protect them, not just them, but, you know, all of them and the people on the islands and the different places that got hit. It's very hard, and an island that was destroyed like 95%. Let's just keep them in our prayers. All right. So today we're going to have a lot of scriptures reading, a lot of them. But let me start first with our base scripture, which is Judges 6:24. I'll read that, and then because that's the scripture that our lesson is based on. Okay, Judges 6:24. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and call it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day, it is yet in Ophrah of the Abizarites. Now, the word Abizarites in Hebrew is Avi Hazeri. And Avi Hazeri means my father is help. That's what the word in Hebrew means. So may the Lord add a blessing to the world. You may be seated. But we're going. Okay, so quickly, before I go farther into my lesson, I just want to clarify something quickly. Last time here, I was talking about that we cannot major on a minor. That's not anything that is not my expression, that's Brother Branham. And it's an expression that Brother Branham used very early in his ministry from the 50s until one of his last major messages. He was still making the idea. I mean, was still talking about it, because I was reading a vision where God has shown me how the people will be strayed into taking things that are minor, thinking that that's really what it was. So Brother Bram was really hitting that to make sure that people really understand what he was sent for. Okay? This one, no, yeah. Turn this also when I'm not using it. Okay, but when I begin to read, I'll turn it back on, right? Yes. Okay, thank you. All right, so, quickly, I'll just read something for you so you know that I come from a prophet. It's not mine. It's not anything for me. Now, Brother Bram said, Jesus Christ, the same said to them forever. Now, we talk about divine healing mostly in my meetings, but divine healing is not what we try to major on. You can never major on the minor. That's a prophet who said that back in 1958. He even said that way before that. Divine healing is just a gift to present Christ. Divine healing to catch the people's attention, to let them know that Jesus Christ loves them. And the main healing that we are after is a healing of the human soul. That men that are born again have eternal life and shall never perish, but be raised up again at the last day. And then it will take the spirit of your soul. Now, let me read one more here, and then we move on. Now, let's look who God is. And that's where I've been dragging, you see, like I'm saying, you know, we human beings, there's something that we all have. It's called impatience. And impatience, I want to know what's new, what is new. There's nothing new. The prophet has revealed everything already. Everything, there's nothing new I can bring. There's nothing new any minister can bring. If any minister can bring anything new, that makes Revelation 10:7 wrong. That means it was not finished. But I said that when it begins to sound, everything is finished. Now, like I told you long time ago, if this room is dark, these pictures are there, you are all here, you are not new. But if I shine light on that picture, it's just that God used to point light, but it's already there. So anybody who God revealed by the Holy Spirit, a revelation in the Word, that he began to come and preach it, that's not his. He's a prophet, God. No, it's God's. And God transmitted to us through a human lip, which is the prophet. It's not even the prophet. It's God's property. Amen. And he sent it to us through a human being. And that's why we cannot make the prophet a deity. Amen? So, now let's look. So there's nothing new. We always have to first make sure whatever God has brought, that we are strong and we understand that, that we are living by it. As we, especially as we see all these things happening. Amen? All right, so now let's look who God is just a little bit. I'm feeling for something tonight. I've asked God something, and I believe he's going to grant it to me. I believe it with all my heart. Now, you be in prayer. I can speak until he speaks. Let's just take back and find out just a minute who God is. Brother Bram keeps saying that once you know that, the rest is done. Let's look back at the beginning of time. This is a little picture I want to draw so you can get some conception of who this being is in our midst tonight that's moving among us. Now, look at what Brother Bram said. If you could realize who that is, healing would be a secondary or a minor thing to you if you could just see who he is. And that's the reason why when I started the Lord's Prayer and I say, Our Father, you see, I got stuck there. Because I said, the first thing I tried to do, Our Father, if you know who he is, if you know who the Father is, everything that prayer is a minor. Give us our daily bread. What is a daily bread to him? Daily bread? You speak the word. Healing? You should probably say that's a minor thing to God. But what God wants is to know him. If you know who the Father is, the rest of the prayer, you see, we just go through, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. When you know who he is, everything else is a minor. Amen? Amen? So, we are in the word shalom. Amen? And right now we are seeing a lot of signs of the time. Hurricanes, you look at the lineup like in a queue. Amen? Obviously, we all sad. But if you look in the Bible, the Bible has predicted times. Perilous time ahead. And ours, this is a time to run into the peace of God. The peace doesn't mean that there are not going to be trouble. It doesn't mean there are not going to be war. Even though that word is taken for not be, that's just one use of it. So this is a time to run into our anchor. This is the time to run to the ark to find Jehovah Shalom, the Prince of Peace. And God is giving, you see, when you read, when you study really, like I said, when you really study the love of God in the Hebrew, that many times you can't really get to see in our Western languages. You see, God, let's say when I say God is angry at you or God have anger, it's not like anger that the outcome, something bad will happen to you. And in fact, if God willing, maybe at the end, when we get to shalom, since we're talking about peace, so that you can know what is the peace of God, it's not even the word anger, as we see it here, as we see it abstractly in the English language, very abstract, the anger that even the Bible mentioned is not even that anger at all. Amen? Amen? God is a God of compassion. He loves us. All what he wants us to run to the ark of safety. Amen. And the ark of safety, that's shalom. Amen? Amen? So you see all what is happening, and God is giving sign everywhere. Even the unbelievers now are wondering, something is happening. Like my wife was showing me last time, they say if you Google, if you just put on your phone and Google 21, 25, 26. If you just put those numbers, it come with Luke 21, 25 to 26. And if you read Luke 21, 25 to 26, it's talking about all these things on the seas and everything. And, you know, I never thought of it until my wife was showing me. But they have it there on WhatsApp. It's going all around. Okay, they say 21 when Harvey started, right? And is that right? Yeah, 21, is that right? 21 was when Harvey started? The eclipse, I'm sorry. 21st of August when we had the eclipse. And 25, August 25th is when Harvey started. And the 26th when the flood hit in Houston. And if you just put those words, those number 21, 25, 26 in Google, just pull up Luke 21, verse 25, 26, and it shows about nature beat. So what we are trying to say, God, the Bible says that God cannot send a judgment without first warning. So nobody will have excuse to say we didn't know about it. Amen? So all right, so let's start here with our scripture. Let's read let me start. Okay, and chapter 6, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. That's Judges 6. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianite, the children of Israel made them the dens, which are in the mountains and caves and stronghold. So what did you get out of here? You remember last time I said to, when you're reading, three things I said, everybody you're reading, look, right? So what do you get out of these two that I read here? Yes, but I'm looking at compared to God. I told you three things. Three things. What do you see? It says here God delivered them. Whatever did God delivered them to the hands of the Midian for 7 years. What do you see?
Seven.
So then you didn't get my assignment. I said, look at three things. God does what? He hates sin, but he loves sinner. We haven't reached there yet. He will judge sin. So what are you seeing here in this first one here? That's what I want you to do when you're reading the scripture and you're studying it. Like I said, reading scriptures, that's not all what you need to do. Even listening to Brother Brown's message, that's not what you need to do. God didn't send us a message just to listen, say, I heard it. No. God didn't have a Bible to say, I read it, checked. No. He said, if you remember, I preached on the love affair. It's a love affair. And when you're in love with somebody, and when you're sending a love letter, you want that person reading to know you, and you know him back. So, if you're reading my letter, I want you to know my character, who I am, what I do, what I like. So when you read through those first thing here, I will give you, you see that God hates sin. All right? They did that. God didn't like it. God said, okay, I'll give you up. And you can see throughout the whole thing, God will say, if you follow my statute, I'll do this, this, this. If you don't, I will give you. So you can see right there, God doesn't like sin. All right? As we go through, because we're talking about shalom, one thing I realize, shalom in Isaiah, it says Jesus is the Prince of Peace. The more I begin to study the word shalom, I realize it's so deep. It's a whole Bible again. The more you read, the more it comes. The more you read, the more it brings you. It brings you to move from. And then you all go back to the fountain of love himself. That's why they call him, he is the Prince of Peace. All right, so who wants to read the next? Volunteer. All right. What's the next? Everybody be ready. You can have something to read, okay?
Verse 3.
Yeah, verse 3.
And so it was, when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them,
okay,
and they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass.
Thank you. So here, quickly, like I said, we're going to take time. But again, like I said, it's not a question of moving forward. I don't have nothing new to show you. We have to learn what we really know. Let's talk about, again, peace of God, shalom. If you remember, we come back again. The word peace has been used in many, many different ways. No war, tranquility of times. And I told last time the completeness and wholeness and things like that. And I'll show you, we'll read in Genesis. Also, when you read it, you will never know that the word shalom that was used. We go to that. But now, again here, in these two, that verse you read here, all this is going to lead, remember, all this going on even more is just going on to the altar where Gideon built and called Jehovah Shalom. So let's follow the trace, the way God is leading us. Let's follow the itinerary, and then when you get to, oh my God, that's what helped you have that strong relationship with God. You see, like God is leading you through the Bible. It's like when you have a child, you don't get up the next day and say, child, walk. First of all, they're going, and then you give them, you know, a little walker, and so forth until they begin to walk and they can see, right? So what do you see in these two verses here that you read? All right, baby, you may not get it. Let me quickly go. You see, God wants you to be whole, and he wants you to follow him, all right? Now, you see that the children of Israel, all right, we are still here in God being unhappy, what we can call judgment. But judgment, again, let's use the word judgment, okay? God is putting them so they can see. Now, let's bring it to present tense. Like I said, the Bible is a roadmap for us to live by. Let's bring that to our present tense. Certain things, for instance, when God say, for instance, serve me, you don't have to serve him, right? You can take your time. That time never going to be fruitful to you. That's, you see, they're plenty, they can't even eat it. They have to go hide and all those things that they're doing. Then people will come and take everything. No sustenance left for them, no oxen. Everything will be taken. When God, the purpose, if you remember I'm talking about the heart, the purpose of human being in reaching that completeness. Remember, completeness, the wholeness of God, shalom, that shalom, amen, is God loves you. It's a walk with him. Amen? You see, they say Enoch walked with God until one day he was not found. He was so much in peace with God, that shalom. Like I said, don't look at the peace when I talk here, the two countries are going to agree, they're not going to fight, and then lie to each other, then they fight again. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the peace of God. Amen? Amen. So when God say, and Brother Brown preached in a message on Moses' commission, when God called you for a purpose in life, when God called for a purpose, as long as you don't come to fulfill it, you'll be miserable. And that's what you're seeing there. God can call Israel to serve him as a nation. Sure. Brought them by strong hand, we saw that. When it started from Egypt, and then he called them, they said, Jehovah, Rapha, the great healer, all this, he said, all those things, nothing of that will happen to you. And then they complained, they won. And after Joshua, they were like, you know, a nation without, you know, they were doing all what kind of thing, idolatry. So God brought them. But all those things that we have, they're meant for us to learn. So when God calls you to serve him, all right, because today we say we are the bride. What does that mean? That means nothing to God. Just telling us I'm the bride, it means nothing to God. I don't say it. I can read what you hear Brother Bram saying that. Amen? Brother Branham in California, he was really telling these people who were trying, just come and say, I'm Pentecostal. It means nothing to God. But what does it mean to be the bride of Christ? Being the bride of Christ is that you have given a channel of communication that God, Almighty God, can come and manifest his character. The only love that the world will see has to be through the bride. Amen? Amen. The love, some may never read the Bible, the only Bible they can ever read has to be through the bride. So just say I'm a bride, then show me. Brother Bram said, you'd rather leave me a sermon than to preach me one. Amen? Amen. So, when God gives you that commission, and you don't do it, you think I can have time to do all that thing. You're not going to be fruitful. Like, for instance, if God say, pay your tithes, you won't pay your tithes. You have money, you don't give it to God. He's not going to bring you nothing. You see that? You turn around. But you see, Jesus was standing there, was watching everyone, and everyone was putting their money. But that lady came with the little that she had, and the disciples said, why would you let her put? He said, well, that's all she can, because she gave her heart, right? When God said, for instance, pay your tithes, okay? And you can say, well, you know what? Maybe I don't have the money. But you can have money, you go do other things. You see, you didn't get fruitful. It doesn't work. You see what they're doing there? They're doing all the labor, but it doesn't work. Maybe your car will break down. So in the Bible, they talk about Midianite, Amalekite. But you see, when you read that, you need to bring that into the present tense. What could be an Amalekite in my life today? What could be a Midianite? You're not going to see Midianite coming out with sword, you know, those barbarian or desert fighters. You're not going to see that Midianite. What's that Midianite in my life today? Your car breaks down. Your AC is always messed up. The house, something happened. Because you're trying to, you're trying to take God's money. But he loves you. All that is not doing that. You see, that's why I say when you're reading, so as you go through, you see that God is not doing that because he hates them. He doesn't. He's just bringing them back to a path of recovery. Amen. All right? Because when that begins to happen, there comes to a time when they all say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What is happening? Okay? So those two verses that you read, you can see, right? So when you're not paying your tithes. Okay, now tithes is one. How do you pay tithes again? I can just come to church and just pay my 10%, I'm done. I go and sit, the minister preaching. But when God, when David, when the ark was coming, David became a wild man, and to his wife, amen, say, what is this? And what did they say? God was rough. God was not happy. So, same thing, when the word of God is being preached, when God brings a minister, okay, when you hear in Act 20, I told you my son was asking me last time to explain to him, it's more of a blessing to receive than to give than to receive. When a minister of God comes in a pulpit and preaching the word, and you just sit there, that scripture applies to you. So the minister is just giving, 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 and you see there, you don't worship back. You are back into that because God created every single one of us here to worship him. Amen. So that purpose. So if you don't fulfill that purpose, you think you can sit there down, okay? Yes, he died. He gave you grace. It's true. But Abraham said, if you really know that grace is there, nobody, you know it. Automatically, you do it. It's not because you do that I save you. No. But, okay? But if that is there, that grace is there, automatically triggers something in you. that you really want to worship him. You want to praise him. You want to glorify his name, okay? But when you don't do that, you are just in a position of just receiving, 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 receiving. Amen? As my son was explaining, is that when the Lord, maybe God asked him to ask him, brought me into that scripture. It's just when you just sit, it's deeper when talking about shalom. When you just sit, the minister preached, you came and raised your hand, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Praise God, begin to praise him, thanking him, even for the message that the minister is bringing, is because all that is like God sending love, and you just sit. Amen? Your back like that. So that's what I'm saying. Saying I'm a bride, what does that mean? Just I'm the bride of Christ doesn't mean nothing to God. Just I'm the messenger, it means nothing to God. I'm being baptized, it means nothing to God. I got a Holy Ghost say that if you just say it means nothing to God. Action, prove it. Amen? Amen. You got it? Amen. I spend a little bit more time here because that's practical to our living. Okay? Okay? That's practical to our living. Okay? So I start with tithes, but I don't want you to feel that tithes is all what it takes. I pay my tithes. No. Another tithes paying is praising God. Amen? Amen? Amen. It's praising him, giving all you have. Now, God wants you to serve him. If you are the bride, you should be talking to God. Pray your prayer life. Let's come there to those two, okay? You say, you know what? I get up this morning, I'm in a hurry, I can pray. I got to go. Then you get into traffic, and you're going nowhere. It's like, I got to get to work so quickly. I'm in a hurry, I got to really get to work. And then get in an accident, not the accident happened to you, but then an accident, you're blocked, you're going nowhere. That's an Amalekite, Midianite. You say you want to go to work? You want to go do something? You're not going to get nothing out of it. Remember, the purpose of a human being, the purpose that you and I, we are here, is not two. It's one. To serve God, love him with all our heart. Every other thing is minor. That's why I keep talking, that's why I keep bringing this major on. I mean, you cannot major on a minor. Amen? All right, who want to read that? You see, when we begin to that, this is a very deep chapter. All right, all right.
Amen. Verse 5 says, for they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished. If I got that right.
Yeah, impoverished, yeah.
Impoverished. Because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord.
All right. You see the path we're going, right? Yes. So, shalom. All right. So that's what you got to come to. He is the peace. He is God. Now, so like I said, just look at those little things in your life. Many times, it happened to us. Many times you get up and say, you know, I can't pray. I got to really run to work because I'm getting late. But the purpose that God sent you here for is not to go to work. That's a minor to make you leave so you can serve him. But you reverse it. I couldn't pray because I want to get to work. Right? God created an accident something where. I'm not saying he's going to kill you, but something, the road is blocked. Something happened. You can't even get there. All right, you see? And then maybe God can have you sit in your car for a while, begin to think about him. When you're going nowhere, maybe after you begin to be impatient, and after a while when you feel you're banging on your wheel, oh, I'm going to be late. And God says, you're going to sit there. Or maybe sometime when a car pull you over, and you sit there, you say, oh, and then God begin to, oh, Lord. Then you begin, oh, Lord Jesus, help me, Lord. You see what happened to them? They can get nothing out of anything they're doing. They have to hide everything they're doing. Now they say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. When we were in Egypt for 400 years, when they begin to really make us slaves, there came a time when they begin to do what? They begin to cry. And when God called Moses, what did God told Moses? Moses, I have done what? I have heard the cry of my people, and I'm sending you to go deliver them. One-man invasion. Amen. And that's the same thing God's going to do here. Take Gideon, one-man invasion. He said, by one man. God don't need, you know, God don't need a multitude. But God needs hearts. Amen. People can have that shalom with him. And like I say, shalom, wholeness, you got to understand, shalom is working with Christ. It has to do your prayer life. Like when you come to church, don't just come to church because Sunday is like a duty. I'm supposed to be in church on Sunday. No. God doesn't want that. God wants you to come excited about him. Like David, dance. Sing unto him with all your heart. Praise him. Raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Amen. It's not even the time to come have grudges. Give up. No, that's not that time. It's a time for him. Amen. And when you begin to do that, God will bring you many times through many things until you come to a place, oh, Lord, you begin to cry to that shalom. Amen. So now we are getting to the point. Now they're beginning. So now we are getting to the path of redemption. Amen? All right. So we are almost here, almost at the end of God. The first part, God hates sin. Amen? So now, what's the next now? We're going to show God loves the sinner. Amen? All right. Who will read next?
And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianite, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you and gave you their land.
Okay. So, now God is beginning now to rehearse to you. You see the path we are going through? Now they cry unto the Lord. And you see, well, as they cry, God heard. That's why I'm saying that the word anger, later on we have to go through that word a little bit so that you understand. Because our English rendition of the word anger, sometimes it goes like to grudges, it goes to... So when people are reading anger, they don't know well, he says, oh, well, is God angry against me? And then that's the reason why many times, many Christians don't know their position. Or when something happened to them, they can't get over, because when they read that word anger, they translate into what anger means in terms of when I'm angry at that person. Because you see, you look at it and say, when I'm angry at that person can say, but you still hold something. It's not going. And then you put that anger, you translate that to the anger of God. So you think that when I come to God, I say, oh, Lord Jesus, dear Father, I'm sorry I've done this. You don't even need to say 1 hour prayer. Because what did he say? He said, before you open even your mouth, he knows. So the main thing of Brother Branham's planet is what? The motive and intention of your heart. What is in there? That's what God is interested in. So when you come say, God, I'm sorry, he heard it. But you see, the prayer with human being, we think that's not enough. When I say, God, I'm sorry, no, maybe he didn't hear it. So next time you sit in service, the devil comes back again. You remember this, and then that nails you down. Because what the devil is trying to do, remember one thing. In the Garden of Eden, the devil only had one objective, is to get Adam and Eve after the purpose for which God was sent them. If the devil, okay, may not get you to disbelieve God, but if only he can get you out of the purpose for which God was sent you, he think he won. All right? So if he can get you out of that purpose that he sent you, then he think that's fine. Amen? So that's why you have to keep that purpose, and that purpose is to serve him. And so you see, so when God came, what did God, do you think that God, those guys, they know the history. They read the Torah and all that. They know what God have done for them. They read it from generation to generation. But God, what did God, God rehearsed them back to them. God rehearsed it back. I took you, do you think I didn't know they came from Egypt? Tell me, do you think I didn't know that? But God began to rehearse. I did this for you. And the same thing now, bring it now to our life. When you're there, God begins to tell you, this is how you were. I brought you here. I did all this to you. Amen? Amen. But like I said, the devil, one thing he wants you to dwell on, God never heard you. Or is it not enough? God is still holding something against you. And remember, it's because we're human beings. Brother Bram said, if I said, I forgive you, I may, but I can't forget, right? Because we are not God. We are human beings. We still hold something there. And sometimes you may see that brother or sister, something, I mean, you may not have a bad feeling, but some quick funny thing can trigger, you know, and then you can say, get away from me, Satan. But it's not like that with God. When God says, I forgive you, I forgive you. God will not have that funny feeling about you. And that's why, and God showed it to our prophet that when people come in prayer line, Brother don't see anything. And Brother told us, once you repent, God prophet can't even see nothing about it. But the devil wants to make sure that you see it yourself. And that's why we have to overcome as we are walking towards shalom, as we are walking toward our wholeness, as we are walking towards walking with God, as we are walking towards being closer to him. When you're close to him, you're close to Shalom, the Prince of Peace. We must begin to understand that when God says, I forgive you, it's complete. Amen. You remember what I told you about the word Shalom, right? Don't look at the word Shalom only about peace, peace, peace. It means whole. When Jesus was on the cross and he said, it is finished, he meant it. Amen. It is finished for the bride. Amen. Your redemption. Everything, your healing. You take everything that Brother Bram said. Jesus gave us a check. We fill it all. Right. It is finished, and God does not lie. Amen. Amen? Amen? Now, that's where we have to raise our faith to that shalom. Amen? Amen? So you see, when I say Jehovah Shalom, it's a big issue. I mean, it's a big topic. You see, so we are on five. We will go through the next time. Are you enjoying it? Yes. You see, I'm taking my time now. All right? Because I didn't want to rush. I feel like when I begin to study, at the beginning when I started, I didn't get all that. When I begin to study it, then you look at the Lord, open more my eyes to the message, to different things. Shalom, what does it mean to be the bride? You cannot tell me you're my bride when you're not excited about me. You cannot say you're my bride when you're not excited about me. You cannot say you're my bride when you go to church, when the minister preach, you just say don't. That doesn't mean you to tell me you're a bride or sit in church. Tithes, your money, I have plenty of money. Don't just go there and put 10th of your money and think that you've done something great. You've done nothing great. Amen? I don't need your money. You see, that's what he told. I don't know who he told him, one of the kings, that David or whatever. I don't need your money. Look, all these heavens that belongs to me. Coming to put your 10th of your thing, it's just showing that, yes, I recognize that. You know, you saved me. It's a recognition. But what God needs your praise. Amen. He needs your worship. He needs your adoration. He needs your sincere heart working with him. And when he said that, love your brother, love your neighbor, love, may that peace, that shalom, as you walk, may that shalom walk with you. Amen? Amen? We're gonna end here. Else I can keep going, and my time will be over. Amen? So are you enjoying it? Amen? So remember, so far we've got to God take you through what? God hates sin. So we are coming to the point now God is going to show. In fact, he has begun to show it. But before showing that God loves you, he rehearsed to you. You remember you're in the mud. I pick you out. You were drunkard. Now remember by Egyptian. Talk about yourself. You were drunkard. I pick you out. You were a thief. I take you out. You were in jail. All that. When you're reading about Egyptian, that's what you put. I was a prostitute, you brought me out. I was a killer, you brought me out. I was this, that, you name it, you brought me out. Amen? Amen? So, all right, we continue. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you for being with us this morning, Father. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. And God, we thank you for your peace, great shalom. And Lord, we pray that may that shalom accompany into the service, bless the speaker. And Father, we are also praying for the brethren that are in the path of the hurricane. Not only the brethren, but all your children, all the different ones, the states, and Father, they're all human beings. And we pray that may help them and spare them, Lord. Father, we know you have a power. And Brother Abraham has told us there's a stronger wind that can push away the storm. So, Lord, we pray that may you help your children. Oh, Father, I know they say the storm is heading towards Sarasota. And I know Brother Danny Steeman was with us some time ago. Oh, Lord, that's where his church is. Oh, God, we know there's a stronger wind that can push that wind to the ocean. We believe that. Because, Father, we know that, oh, Lord, you are the master of the wind. You can command the winds. We believe that this morning. So we are praying for those people. And Father, those who have gone through devastation, we pray that may you give them comfort in the island. Give them comfort, Father, and help them as they recover to get their lives back. Oh, Lord, bless the service, bless us, and, oh, God, we commit all to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.